a favorite ballad, then go back up at it like I hadn't had it. Straight up.
How many times I gotta tell that to come over? I'll fuck you right. Have you walking from side to side?
All right, it's time for Black Life. That's right, that was DJ Khaled featuring Chris Brown. How many times? I dedicate that to Samizi and the boys, because I've never seen him look quite so happy today. I've never seen so many half-naked men since I played rugby many, many years ago. And there was a rugby scrum full of half-naked guys that made Samizi very, very happy. Apparently, they can move too. Now, if you have not been around these past couple of days, I'm sure you haven't heard this.
I'm telling you. You can think you live in another world. You know, some people who could not pronounce Kanja, they've now learned Nkanja, Nkanja, Nkanja. Even if you tell them, the Kanja report is being processed. It's going to come. I mean, three investigations have been made. Kanja, even if we are discussing very serious matters, a man stand up, point of order. Yes? Kanja. Tick, was the George Cook.
Yeah, that's our president. Get the thingy, sir. I'm not even sure how to say it. But that's our president anyway. That was last night in Parliament, and I found that extremely funny. In fact, it was so funny if you're watching it with the interpreter doing his sign language at the same time. At that point, the interpreter, you could see his face was like, I don't know what two must can happen now, because he just left immediately. Well, it's going to be a very exciting hour with us here on Black Life, and welcome to it if you've just joined us. A lot of interesting things have happened, not the least of which is that Sepp Blatter and the rest of the FIFA band of merry men might find it very difficult at this point to plead their case, because most of them have ended up in jail for various charges, mostly racketeering and corruption and fraud and all sorts of things. Yeah, it's coming back to haunt them all right now, because really, a lot of things happened. You know what happened when we had our World Cup, and, you know, it was really not very kosher. But in the studio today, I have, give me 1 second, here we go. What's up, guy? How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
I'm good, man.
Yeah.
It's good to have you in the studio with us today.
It was great. I just walked in, and as I was walking in, there's these stripper guys. So I thought I was in the wrong place.
You were in the wrong place, huh?
Yeah, but it was lovely. It was lovely to see.
Cool. It's good to see you, man.
Yeah, no.
So we're going to have a lot of things to talk about today.
Yep.
Probably the biggest of which is the fact that the Joy of Jazz is happening pretty soon.
Yep, in September, on the month end of September, you know that the Joy of Jazz, Standard Bank Joy of Jazz, is just moves from Newtown up down to Sandton Convention Center. And it's one of the two main jazz, you know, international jazz festivals that takes place in the country. So that's something to write home about. And it means that a whole lot of international artists, a whole lot of, you know, great talent descends
onto
Joburg. Okay,
but by the way, you know, I have to introduce you. Percy Mabunda.
Mabandu,
sorry.
It happens.
I'm Mabunda.
Yeah, I know. It happens.
Where's
all the
Mabandu
time
from?
Well, Mabandu is actually a derivative of Mavandu, which is Venda.
Okay.
But it's, you know, Pesi Mabandu is from Harangua, Zone 2.
Oh, but are you from originally from Venda?
No.
Oh,
my ancestors though came out of Venda and settled in that area called Harangua.
So now you're Tswana.
Yeah, I was socialized because so I get a chance.
Okay, well, you know I'm from Harangua as well.
Sure.
At some point, I actually went to Lesolang.
I went to Lesolang too. Get out of here.
What year was that when you went to Lesolang?
What was it? I left Lesolang. I have to, because it was a long time ago.
Just say the year when you started, and you don't have to say the year when you left. You remember?
What? 88?
Really?
Yeah, 88.
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
I think. Right. I must say, you know, Teacher Madisha, Mr. Smolokumi.
I don't know any of those people.
But if you went to Lesolang, you would have been taught by these people. I think Teacher Madisha was there for like 30 years when I was there.
Is it?
Yeah.
I forgot him because I was there in like, I think 81, 82.
All right. All right. He would have been there already. He would have been there already. Because 79. I know some of my uncles were taught by him.
Oh, sorry. 80, 81, and 82. That was my last year at Le Solang.
And then you left.
And then I left. It was becoming increasingly difficult to deal with a certain Standard 1 teacher lady. I can't remember her. And I was like, that's it. Look, either get out of here or I am not coming back to school. So a hard decision had to be made. I went to Whips.
Okay,
after that.
Okay,
yes,
all right.
Yes.
Where's Whips? Whips is in...
It's in like Muckleneuk or something.
Muckleneuk. All right, Pretoria. I see. Yeah, I see. But, so you're one of those.
Yeah, one of those. Nonetheless, doesn't
matter. We stayed, man.
Yeah. Well, you could get through Standard 1, then
yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah, I guess.
So Percy, yeah. You know, the Standard Bank Joy of Jazz last year was amazing. They had Gregory Porter over there.
Yep.
They had a lot of really amazing people. A great lineup.
Yeah.
What can we expect this year?
Look, I mean, as you know, the Cape Town Jazz Festival, if you do a comparison of the two festivals, is, you know, increasingly moving away from the jazz, you know, interest in it. It's becoming much more of a lifestyle festival with a focus on, you know, music in general and having fun. And what's been happening now is what is happening at the Standard Bank Joy of Jazz is that they are setting themselves as an authentic jazz festival of sorts. And we are having some of the best jazz musicians in the world, in fact. You can expect people like Cecile McLaren-Salvant, who's a 28-year-old amazing jazz vocalist coming out of New York. When she sings, Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan exist in her throat. She's amazing. I mean, some have called her the destiny of the music today.
Wow.
And I mean, you know, you've had also another vocalist, if you will, Dwight Treble, who lives in LA, and he's an amazing singer. I mean, he you know, he's an elder, you know. People have said that he's one of the influences on Gregory Porter that you were mentioning earlier on. But of course, we've got, you know, local guys like Duduzo Makatini. You've got Wanda Baloyi, who in fact will be playing with her father Jaco, and they come out of Maputo.
Yeah.
And
I actually have a good friend of mine, George, who's the brother to Wanda Baloyi.
Yeah. She's amazing, isn't she?
She is. She's amazing. She's,
you know, quite totally a looker as well.
Yeah, she's very good looking. She's very sexy.
I won't get into
goodness, don't get me into trouble, man. But I think South Africa has always had a real, you know, I'd say history of amazing jazz. And, and even now, we are still going out there and people are loving our music.
Yeah, look, I mean, I've often written about this, that South Africa is one of the three countries outside of the United States that have, and you know, they are uniquely indigenous jazz history. You've got Cuba with Bossa Nova. You've got Brazil with Bossa Nova.
Yes,
and of course,
Brazil.
Yeah, you've got Cuba with Afro-Cuban, and you've got a sound that comes out of Europe, you know, which calls itself jazz, but it's uniquely there. I mean, you can hear just as, you know, it's American blues influences what comes out of there as jazz.
You hear
folk songs coming out of Scandinavia sipping through into what, you know, is uniquely European jazz. And you've got that similar thing here in South Africa where...
Well, actually, you know what? There's something really amazing about jazz in South Africa, like with what you're mentioning. And and there's this whole other thing as well. There's like this Cape Town vibe.
Yeah, that's
one
more thing.
And I wanted to just play you guys a quick track here, if I may, just for a couple of minutes, from one of my favorite young jazz artists. She's last year's winner of the Metro Award of Contemporary Jazz. Nomfundo, you know her.
I know, she's a personal friend.
Oh, really? She's a personal friend? Oh, she's a personal friend of mine.
She's amazing.
Are we name dropping?
Yeah.
Name dropping, like it's unashamedly so. But she is absolutely amazing. And when I listen to this one song with what you're saying, like Bossa Nova, Afrobeat, but yet it's still got a little bit of what's that place in the South, in New Orleans. It's got a very good, like an amazing New Orleans sound. Here it is. Let me not talk about it anymore. Just listen.
Kupala linyembezi ezovuyo nezothando mandi nawe guwe itembala mandi nawe kupelonka makala andi nakono koiga mandi nawe
Yeah. So there it is. What do you think of that, man?
Trivialize it and call an up and call Nomfundo an up and comer. You know, she's arrived in a lot of ways. She just won the Metro FM Jazz Album of the Year, and she just got her master's from UCT in jazz studies. You know, so she's coming up. I mean,
she's the real deal, huh?
Yeah, she's the real deal. Yeah, and if, I mean, if you listen to her, she manages to balance that straight ahead sound with a uniquely Cape Townian or East, you know, Eastern Cape vibe that she brings in there. I mean, she's aware of the South specifically South African heritage, and she's aware that she also needs to be globally viable. So she's a world class artist for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, definitely. And the one thing I like about her is that a lot of her music is actually, you know, apart from being a great composer, because that's what she is, she composes amazing music. Yes. She also understands the entire anthology of South African jazz and where we come from and where we are now. And she tries to bring that into her music.
In the album that you just played a track from, one of the songs that she covers there is Yakalinkomo by Winston Mankunkungozi.
Yes.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a gem, 1968. I mean, you know, and she does it quite well. It was actually made famous by Mamsbongile Khumalo for Vocalists. You know, in 1995, she recorded live at the Market Theatre, and that song was one of the hits. Tunes on that thing, and Nomfundo does it justice in this one. I mean, she you know, takes creative liberties with it, but it's amazing. So I'm looking forward to seeing her more and more.
I
in
hope
the festivals.
They play her at some point in the festivals as well.
Yeah,
I mean, that
well,
would be
I
fantastic.
Mean, yeah, she just I think last month she was playing at the Orbit in Joburg.
Yes, she was. Yeah, I was there at the Orbit, and it was amazing, really amazing show. I'm going to just give the audience a little bit of a taste of that Yakalinkomo for those who don't know what it sounds like, and I hope I've got my sound issues together now. Let's hear it. Let's see what we got. Without ruining the song, but you can hear what you're talking about in terms of, you know, vocally, where we are.
Masipini Echakula Amatole Chukiteka Watinu Mama Yakalinkomo Zabu Inkomo.
Yeah,
you know, I've always been a huge lover of jazz in general, and I think Nomfundo represents like what's happening right now. In terms of young people getting into jazz, where do you think we're going when it comes to jazz? There's still a lot of young people who are doing amazing things in this country when it comes to jazz.
I mean, you can say all you like about South Africa and its soccer team, right?
Yeah.
Like, and how we are lacking talent. I think as far as jazz music is concerned, you can rest assured that the future is safe.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a whole host of amazing young musicians coming up. Let me put it this way. In Gauteng alone, right?
Yeah.
You've got Vets, you've got TUT, you've got UNISA, and then you've got these small ones. You've got Okrim, you've got another, I think, two community schools, one in Mums and one in Mabopane. All of these are dedicated to producing talented jazz musicians. If you multiply that across the provinces, you know, you can imagine how many great talents.
I want to bring you back to that. I want to bring you back to that. Because you're talking about Pretoria and Mums and Soshanguve and Harankua and all that, you know. You're not on it. Don't worry. You're not part of it.
Switch off his mic.
You came late. Just wait for us. Wait for the grown-ups to finish. So the influence of Pretoria when it comes to the South African and local jazz scene. I mean, we know that Huma Sekela, for one, spent a lot of time in Mamelodi.
Let me tell you this. Yeah. Let me tell you this. It is often said that if you want to get a head start on blues music and you are born in the States, you better make sure you're born in Chicago.
Okay.
And in South Africa, if you want to get a head start in your life about Malombo jazz, you better make sure you're born in Pretoria.
Yes.
You know.
So talk to us about what is this movement called Malombo jazz? Because I didn't even know we had named it yet.
Well, Malombo jazz, I mean, of course, you know Philip Tabani as the principal player, Philip Malombo Tabani. But in the 60s, what you had in Pretoria is a particular sound that comes out. It's drum based. It uses melody on a particular rhythmic sensibilities. The rhythm that you hear, Kamalopo, Malopo, Malombo. you know. Malopo is the traditional healing drum.
Okay.
Yeah. So what you have is that these guys have worked a variation to try to make this the sound, this drumming sound, palatable to an international ear. It interestingly works a similar musical sensibility to what the arts ensemble of Chicago, Kahil Zabar, doing in the States. But it's uniquely South African.
Look, I want
the
you
Sowetans
to,
are here. Trying.
I want you to, not even from Soweto, from the East End. I don't know anything from the East End. He's just making a noise. I want you to pick something from Wonder Baloyi there, because we've got Wonder. We're just going to play a taste of Wonder while we're playing.
Oh man, this is unfair because so much, all of the stuff.
No, you got to pick one.
I know.
But you know, I want to talk to you about jazz for a little bit, because this is one of my favorites. I remember growing up and specifically Komams.
You were right in the heart of things.
I was right in the heart of things, and being at my aunt Shabin every day, they would just repeat that song by Dollar Brand. At the time it was
Menenbeek, 1974.
You know, was he Dollar Brand at that time, or
no, Abdullah at that stage?
I think he was
Abdullah. What happened is that in 1968, Dollar Brand, who had actually been in the States, had just come back, and he was going through a spiritual transformation, and he embraced Islam and became Abdul Ibrahim in 1968. And then he recorded Menenbeek in 1974.
Yes, that's right.
Right. So at the time when you were growing up,
he was Abdullah.
He was already Abdul Ibrahim.
In other words, Tumisho was old.
Tumisho, what had my problem?
I'm still relevant. I'm old, but I'm still relevant. Monabisi, how are you doing? Are you okay now? You've shifted everything around.
Yes.
The microphone has moved.
Yes. Okay, cool. Yes. We're alive now. All we're
right.
alive.
Right. You know the East Rent is known for violence, right?
You know
yeah,
this.
I know. I'm worried for you because you're close to him.
Azapo.
Okay, are you going to add to our jazz? We're talking jazz right now, man. What do you know about jazz? Guys, tell us something.
Actually, I was listening. It's coming out very nicely.
Hook up the Wonder Baloyi song that you want us to play.
I know. For you know, in fact, Percy just came back from Cape Town.
Yeah.
And he was doing something on Brandy's.
Yeah.
And actually what came about is that they actually want us to do a jazz night.
Yep.
Because of Percy's, what do you call it?
He's a very knowledgeable young man.
Very knowledgeable young man in the fine arts, actually.
And it's funny because we went to the same school as well. The same primary school.
No, primary school.
Primary school.
Okay.
St. Albans was right there.
He blazed the trail. I came after him.
Oh, what trail did he blaze?
The artistic one.
Afterwards,
you do know that HP also went to St. Albans, ne?
Yeah.
He was also my junior.
Yeah, but look how he turned out.
Yeah.
So are we Simpiwe Danaing or Wonder Baloyi?
Simpiwe Dana just now. This is
Wonder Baloyi.
Okay.
And she's singing there a Makay Davachi composition called Lakuchoni Langa.
Yeah, which is a classic, man.
You know. So we talk about the great South African songbook, right, as far as jazz. I mean, of course, if you're listening, if you just joined us now, we're building up to the Standard Bank Joy of Jazz that's happening on the 25th and the 26th of
that's
September.
Just happening right there in the background. You just speak over it. Go on.
Yeah, and of course, what you have, I was talking about the great South African songbook, right? You talked about Abdul Ibrahim's Menenbeek that came out of 1974 and defined your life as a young boy growing up in a Shebeen in Mamelodi, Yatswani.
Yeah.
Of course, you've got also what we played earlier on by Nomfundo Xaluva, which is a composition by Winston Mankunku Ngozi, coming out in 1968. And of course, in that same vibe, you have Makay Davashe's Lakuchoni Langa. And he had done so beautifully. I mean, I almost want to hug myself.
But hang on a second. What year did this song come out?
I'm not sure which. I mean, but I think it's 63. I'm just not sure. Because
okay.
It was just after Sharpeville.
Yeah, it must have been. Because this is very confusing for me when it comes to Lakuchoni Langa. Because I remember Shooting Drum, right? Which is based on just before the people were moved out and what became
this
of
is
the
late 50s. This
yeah
is,
Sophia Town
Sophia
right
Town. The forced
so
removals
this are forced removals but the Sophia Town removals were around about 55
no later 58
58
yeah,
58.
58
okay
yeah.
58 so it's always been like and in that particular film we had Lakuchoni Langa because it is such a classic. You just have to have it in a film like
I mean like for sure.
So I don't want to mislead the audience and say that song came out at exactly around that time, but
songs are played before they are recorded. You see, the composition has a life before it's recorded on an album. So what you'll have is that it's played and workshopped in shows and whatnot.
I see.
And then later on only recorded.
Okay.
So often the song that lives as a recorded piece For the long, for you know, that lives as a recorded piece,
okay,
is actually a later version of a song that has lived on stages, in performance, and so on.
All right,
yeah.
Percy, now you're a performer.
Yeah, also.
Also,
it's a Praetorian thing. We are gifted.
Yeah,
we are gifted.
Especially if you went to Lusolang and you're from Harangu.
Yeah, okay. You know, Patrice is also from today. That particular area.
Yeah. No, he's from Swaziland. Don't get it twisted.
Patrice Motsepe, they're from Makau.
Patrice Motsepe,
they're from Makau. His uncle is actually chief there, like local chief of the tribe. Ba Motsepe, Kokosi.
And Nebana le shop ora ko Harangu.
It's still there.
It's okay. We're school. You just keep asking questions and we'll teach you, young man. What else do you want to know?
I think Tumisho is a step ahead today. and I'm outnumbered. The fact that I'm outnumbered
is a
problem today.
Yeah,
I think I want Monabisi to understand what Manenberg is all about, right?
Oh, okay.
Here we go. You know this one. Were you there?
Yes, I was there.
Were you there?
1968,
No. It was 74. That's when the song came out. But I was there in 75. So
it helps having Google.
It's a soundtrack of my life.
It helps having Google, huh?
Yeah, and most people weren't born yet. Vanessa definitely was not there.
Yeah, ne?
She was like at least 15 years away. Now, here's an interesting thing, because I met Abdullah this year for the first time.
He's an amazing old man.
He is indeed an amazing old man.
Yeah.
And what he said to me was, when he actually created the song, because I was wondering, what kind of piano were they playing on this one, you know?
It was treated. The heads were treated on the piano.
To
give it that metallic sound.
Exactly. What they did was they actually put pins.
On the heads.
Yeah. Exactly. So
that gives that metallic sound.
Yeah.
Because what it needed to do is have that guitar sound, right? And of course, if you're talking this sort of music, you're talking working class people, and working class people are miners and you know migrant laborers to whom the guitar in South Africa is very big.
Yes.
So coming out of KZN on the train from the Eastern Cape going into the mines, that sound of that guitar, you know, Maskandi.
Yes.
You know, he was going to. It's the sound of Marabi. You know,
that's what
this,
he was going for.
Yeah. This is the sound that later defined what we came to know as township jazz. You know, the following year, 1975, you had Pat Machigiza. He did Chona. And Chona sounds almost like this. It's a reworking of the same. And there were, you know, Rashid Vali, who was owning Kohino in Joburg, recorded both the albums.
And of course, on the sax.
Yeah. Of course, Robbie Jensen.
Yeah.
And
Basil Manenbeck. Kotsia. But here's the thing,
great.
Right?
The great.
Here's the thing. I mean, you know, what was really interesting about what Abdullah said about how they recorded the song. First of all, the piano, going back to that.
Yeah.
He was saying, this piano was a particular, it was an upright piano they found in the corner of the studio. And he was relating the story of back in the day and how it used to work. These guys used to go from Shabin to Shabin, right? And they literally used to push these pianos along the street. So if you wanted to know where the next Goomba was happening,
just follow the piano.
Follow the piano. And wherever the piano ended up is where the party would be, right? And he says, so he played that first part, you know? And literally, this was, the guys got together for a few minutes just to check it out.
Yeah.
This song was then recorded as an improv, and they just went at it. And this is really Basil Manenberg, as you call him, Kutia, doing his thing.
The track ended up being called Manenberg, and of course, because he's such a star on it, you know, Basil Kutia took on the name, and he became known as Manenberg because of the work he does here. And you must remember, I mean, he used to play not in a jazz outfit, along with some of the guys who worked on the album. You know, he wasn't a jazz player as such. They used to play in pop bands, you know, Oswiti, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, those, you know, Cape Town, you know.
I always thought when I heard the name Basil Kutia, like he's obviously an Afrikaans guy.
He's a colored guy, colored guy.
Basil.
I don't know what you call
Basil.
Black guy, okay. Black, mixed black guy.
Yeah. He's of mixed heritage.
And you know what was funny as well, but a bit sad, in fact, more sad than funny, about this track. And this is what Abdullah said to me, that, you know, back in the day, especially in the 80s, early 80s, when this song was really, it was like a huge, was one of the biggest songs in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And yet still, he'd go from place to place, whether it was in Cape Town, or if he was overseas, and he'd ask people to play the song with him.
Mm-hmm.
And other saxophonists, and some were colored saxophonists, some were white saxophonists, they said they don't play that black music. They actually use the K word.
Mm.
describing the sound that Basil had created on that saxophone with this song.
Yeah.
And look, a lot of them now come back to him and say, can we play with you again? He's like, no, I remember what you said in the 80s.
Tell me something. So, what kind of car do you picture playing this kind of sound in, you know? Like in the modern day era, like what car is
who shall start first? Because I think Percy should go last because he's going to have the last word.
He's in fact he's a motoring journalist.
Yeah, but I think he's going to definitely have the last word.
Okay, let's hear you.
I'll say this because I know I'm sure he'll come up before he comes up with something. Then I change my mind.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? But I picture myself in a CLK, right, convertible. I don't think it's the
new number.
The new number.
Okay,
I would have gone for the I'd say 2007 model, that
right,
one. That
right,
one.
Right, right.
A silver one, just a simple one, you know?
Chisa.
Black top, black leather, nothing too fancy.
Right.
And I'm just playing the song with my hat on and I'm just driving. Because it's a very simple song.
Right.
Otherwise, I'd say a convertible Jag. What is it, the XK?
XK.
Yeah. And yourself?
I must say, for me,
because Percy's coming.
I need to translate this into the modern day era.
All right.
So I see myself in an Aston Martin Vanquish. Volante. A red one.
Sorry.
Aston Martin.
I can't shout. But guy,
somebody sent him that image.
Full carbon fiber. You know when you play a V12 engine.
That's your first choice.
It's got to be modern.
You know you can't go anywhere after that.
No. Aston Martin is the one.
That's a good car though.
So you play top down.
Yeah.
Top down.
Yeah.
Hat, you know those golfing jazz hats?
I'm just
you
up
like
a little bit.
Percy's hat?
Yeah.
It's a jazz thing.
It's a jazz thing.
It's a jazz thing. I'm turning you up.
With the feather.
Here you go.
You know, not to 104.1 seconds.
But you can't be going not to 104.1 seconds while playing the song.
It's modern.
You can't be going. You are cruising. You're going slowly.
It's modern.
You're going 40 k's an hour.
Percy can't wait now. Percy can't wait.
Let me break this down so it stays consistently ever broke.
All right, cool.
What's you boys know that the Ford Mustang is being relaunched.
Okay, yeah.
All right,
okay.
And of course,
a Ford million Mustang, rand car for a Ford Mustang.
I'm just saying, the Ford Mustang is a classic, and you're playing a classic jazz tune.
Okay.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Mustang 74.
Okay.
Oh, you know? Are you talking about, are you taking us back or are you
No, I'm saying, I mean, this song comes out in 1974, right? And Ford Mustang 74 is one of the best iconic cars.
Okay.
Right? So you're going to get a classic to go with a classic. But BC insists that we got to be in the modern era.
Yeah.
So you got to get the relaunch version. Okay. Oh!
You think they're going to make the convertible? Right, so, they're definitely going to make a convertible version.
Of course.
But this is a convertible car.
It's a convertible car. In your Dobbs.
Yeah.
Ujiledin Dugu.
Yeah.
Right? Ujiledin
Dugu.
I imagine, you know, Sheldon Copeman, Native Ape, has got new hats going on.
Yeah.
So you've got to take this.
Shout
old,
out
this,
to Naked Ape, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, right. You know, this old hat.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to, you know, flip it and bang it and put it in a new modern, you know, context as BC insists. So you got to go with the naked hat.
Right, Naked Ape.
A Naked Ape,
right.
In a Ford Mustang.
That's some
classic.
You're talking something else,
right?
Man.
So you're going down Ben Schumann, not the M1. Ben Schumann.
Ben Schumann, eh? You're going back to Mums. Or you're going to Ashville.
And then shoes.
A jazz
vibe. Like, what's the
on a Sunday. Shoes.
And like, yeah, why MC go Rangua, who nalady jazz?
Go MC go Rangua.
Or go Taliban.
Go Taliban once.
Go Rangua.
Taliban. Go Rangua once.
Zone 2.
And then shoes.
Shoes. Well, you have to do a flop.
I'm going for a wingtip here. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like your classic brogues.
Okay. Yeah. Brogue. Okay.
Yeah, it can get a little bit more pointy to keep it modern. I'd go for a light brown.
Yeah.
But you know that kind of tanned brown that kind of changes. It goes from a darkish to a lightish right at the front there.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to go for. And skinny smooth socks, dog.
Oh,
you gotta do skinny smooth socks.
You got it.
I'll stay with the broke.
Okay.
I'll stay with the broke. But I see this is a classic. So I have to sell out and go American with the
flosher.
A proper flosher.
Two tone.
Tony Red.
Tony Red. Okay.
Tony Red flosher. And I'll do a skinny boo.
Yeah, you have to do a skinny boo.
But it's skinny boo. My color scheme has to be grays and blacks.
All right. All right.
Does he have a green black?
Yeah, he does.
You know, with blues, you know, grays, blues.
Okay, you Monobis, because we're going up now. From there, we're gonna do pants.
I'm wearing a skinny boo.
But what shoes are you wearing, my
friend? broke for this one. Yeah?
So this,
yeah,
is, a, this is a broke. This is a broke song. Man.
And mind you, and mind you, broke is you know is manufactured right here in Peter Murray's bank. So we're staying local. When
okay.
Broke,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
but what good. About a monk strap? I think a monk strap might work with this one as well.
Yeah, I think so.
A monk strap. So okay, but anyway, let's move on. We're gonna keep it there by Monabisi. Monabisi, what pants are you wearing? What pants? What pants are you wearing with those shoes? So, by the way, you didn't even tell us the color of your brogues. What color are your brogues?
My 10.
10.
Yeah.
Okay, 10.
Shy 10.
Socks.
Shy 10.
You said
skinny boots. Screw skinny boots. The mustard.
Okay, mustard skinny boots.
The mustard.
What pants are you gonna hit us with now?
Definitely won't be a skinny what.
Okay. Okay.
It will be almost a three-quarter nyana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Shaya, you know my Mustang's red. I mean,
Your Volante.
My Volante is red.
The Aston Martin Volante.
So I'm going to Shaya pure white pants.
Pure white.
Linen.
Mashwabani.
Mashwabani.
Okay, sharp. Keep it there. Hold on. Think about the belt.
Yeah.
Percy.
I'm with the classics man, Brentwood.
Brentwood. You're taking us back, my guy.
Brentwood.
I don't even know where they sell Brentwood nowadays.
I'm a Pretoria boy, so I'm gonna stay true.
All right,
Brentwood is there in Statford as well.
Here we go.
Yeah. The original Brentwood. I was talking that Brentwood.
Yeah,
that one that your uncle used to wear.
Okay. Even if they whoop you with that thing, you fall, right?
No, dude. That's some heavy pants. They keep you centered. You have a good you know center of gravity in those pants. All right. Yeah. But now what color? Because they do make like
what color is your Ford Mustang though?
Well, my Ford Mustang is red.
Okay. Oh wow, nice.
So two reds. Dumisho, what color is yours? A silver.
You know what? I think you guys now have made me have to up my standard. So I'm gonna now go to a Jaguar thing. XK convertible.
Oh. CLK from CLK to Jaguar.
I was taking it easy on you. I was getting classic.
All right, I mean maybe people just joined us. If in case you just joined us, you are on Clip Central. My name is Percy Mabandu. I'm with my boss BC.
Okay. Taking over my show,
and I'm hanging out.
Hang out with who?
I'm hanging out with. I'm hanging out with the big boys.
Black Magazine.
You know, Black Magazine is a powerful brand, and we do power very well.
Just let them know. If you don't know, now you know.
Yeah, right. And we're talking about jazz and all the things. I mean, and jazz is a lifestyle. So we're talking fashion. We're talking, you know, what you're drinking. We're talking what you're driving.
Right.
And we're building up to the Standard Bank Joy of Jazz, which happens on the 25th and the 26th of September.
That's right.
This year it's going to be great. Great musicians. Great fun.
That's right, man.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing very light colored, like fawn. You know, fawn.
Oh, chiffon.
Fawn.
Chiffon.
Chiffon chinos. Fawn. Yeah. Fawn chinos.
Chinos.
With a brown belt.
Yeah,
LV, man. I wanna ride it.
Victory,
And then let's go back around the thing. Okay, what are you drinking, boys?
Yeah. Well,
at this stage,
BC just sold me out. You know,
let's put aside drinking and driving. We stopped. Right,
we parked the car.
Yeah, we're Ubering. The drivers will drive that cars back.
Uber black.
Yeah.
You know, Fun Ryan 30-year-old boys.
Fun Ryan Brandy,
30-year-old.
Brandy, boss.
Brandy. And I'm choosing Brandy because it beats French cognac.
It beats cognac. Any cognac. Yeah. That one especially.
Right. Yeah, that one's yeah. Hands down.
But when are we going to be so proud of our drinks like that?
And it's proudly South African.
Dude.
And we make some of the best jazz in the world.
Okay.
We make some of the best brandies in the world.
We do.
And even if you're having Clappies, your inbox back, we still love you.
Hey, salute. Brandy, you know, KWV. KWV is a winner of many. I'm not going to go there with the brandy because you've already taken that. Me, my memory of this song especially is, you know those beer glasses that they have at Chevy?
Those four corner ones.
Yeah, I'm having a Black Label in a four corner glass.
No, but it's going to be Castle Lager.
Black Label. Black Label for me. An award-winning South African beer. Zamalek. I'm sure you're Shapagari wine or the whiskey demand.
Pot Still brandy.
Pot Still, ne?
Pot Still.
Which one?
Pot Still. I can actually taste it. You know, I can taste the peatiness, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the peat, the grapes. Simple pot, no name pot still. You know, Tina, our brandies are number one.
Yeah.
I wish we could you know, for a brandy to be called a brandy, it's got to come from a region in...
I wish we could do that, actually. We should close that door. We should say, if it doesn't come from a certain region in Cape Town or some place in South Africa, then you can't call it a brandy anymore.
Clothes shop.
Come with your own name.
Valumnyang.
Yeah, they did that. Clothes shop. That's so wrong.
I mean, we make some of the best ports in the world.
Yeah, but we can't call it a port.
We can't call it a port anymore.
Yep.
You know?
It's interesting.
It's something.
All right, but it's fine. We all know Brannevein.
Yeah.
Onsdoppa Brannevein.
Yeah.
Onsdoppa Brannevein.
In fact, I think we should call one of these youngsters, like about Questa, you know?
Maybe, where's Questa? Have we called him yet?
No.
Are we all on right. it?
I think we should.
I can't see anything here. This screen is all gone. Right.
While we wait for Questa.
Let's call these Bafanas and actually ask them, like, you know, what's happening.
Yeah, but in the meantime, especially you wanted to say.
I was wondering, what are you guys looking forward to at the Joy of Jazz?
Well, you gave us an interesting lineup, but what I always enjoy is just the vibe, the people, you know?
Yeah.
I think the people that go there are a different crowd. Jazz people are like just so cool, man. You know, they're so laid back and it's a lovely atmosphere. I hope they're having it at the Sandton Convention Center.
Yeah, it is.
How was that move for you from downtown to... For me, it was an anticlimax though, eh?
Well, I mean, you know...
The venue's better. The parking is great.
But here's the thing. I'm confused about this because I'm with BC on the fact that the second economy in downtown Joburg has lost.
Yeah.
In a sense that I would clever who used to help park cars, and of course there were glitches there. I agree.
Yeah.
But Mom Nikki at Nikki's Oasis is now lost out. You know, there's all those businesses which are suffering now, have lost out on potential business.
Mm.
So that the festival was able to inject GDP wise on a broader scale.
Into those informal businesses.
So now it's in Sandton. The musicians are happy because the sound is better. They're no longer intense.
Yeah. Mm.
And as a music purist as well, I'm happy with that. Right. So I'm a bit of a thing. I want to see the numbers though. I'm really curious. I think next time
the numbers have doubled.
Yeah. Let's
the
let's,
numbers have
then,
doubled.
You know, the numbers of attendance have doubled.
Have doubled. Sandton just doubled it.
I'm not so sure about the injection downtown.
Right.
You know, I mean, there are things happening. I know that they're planning some events around that one, so that, there is something happening.
Yeah, that would be great. Let's plan some events around it.
Yeah.
But I mean, for me as a consumer, the ease of use, the convenience, the fact that I don't have to leave the venue to still be in the venue is just amazing, you know?
Yeah.
But we do have...
And you can leave your car outside and come on the HAL train.
Exactly.
And that's a plus. You don't have to drive. You can have your fun run at 30 years old.
Exactly. You can have, especially if you're coming from all the way from Harangoy.
All
right. But now we do have Questa on the line. I think let's have a little bit of a chat with him as well.
Questa,
how are you doing, man?
Yo, I'm good. How
are
you guys doing?
Good, man.
Let's keep on.
Ulaleli jazz.
Udlala
ijazz la ukhona manje.
Hayi, angikafiki lapha,
Ah,
uphuzi brandy.
Ngisalidlalela ama beats.
Are you thinking brandy? Brannevein.
Yeah.
Are you wearing your floor shams?
No, floor shams. No floor shams.
Just
don't
have
a
test. Okay.
My grandfather didn't leave me one.
Well, Questa. When the show is done, we are coming to take you in a Ford Mustang. We're driving to Marawastad to get you a pair of brand boots.
Flosham shoes.
Brogues.
Take it back to the 60s.
You'll be mafia rap.
But you know, Mvana, it's Africa month. The whole of May is Africa month. Ne?
And
particularly the other day was Africa Day. How did you celebrate? And how you plan to celebrate Africa month? How have you been celebrating?
Is it important to you?
And is it important to you?
I mean, I won't lie to you, and I'll be very blatant about it. I don't think the day is important, because the day before is just as important. The day before that is just as important, I mean? I don't think it should be, let's celebrate Africa Day on this day. You know what I'm saying? We always wake up in Africa. We go to sleep in Africa. We live our lives in Africa, Every day is Africa Day. So for us to put just one day and not say we're Africans all the other day, is a bit of a problem because we need to be Africans 365 times, You can go to the States, you can go to Europe, you can go everywhere you want to go, as long as you know that you're African and you represent that, then you're always celebrating Africa Day, And literally, it's funny because on the same day, I got like a booking, two bookings, one in Botswana and one in Lesotho, which is
awesome,
crazy because it was but it had nothing to do with Africa Day, but they all happened on the same day, And look, man, my thoughts on the importance of just being an African, just celebrating Africanness. Just that, man. We need to just always not hide the fact that we're African. Be it in our music, be it in our work, be it in everything, every single thing we do, you know, we must not lose ourselves to any other thing that might influence the world. We're African, and that's all it is.
That's awesome, man. And in fact, you know, we were talking about like a lot of things that are very African when it comes to fashion and how we dress and that sort of thing. You yourself are now a representative. In fact, you're an ambassador for an African fashion urban streetwear. It's called, how do I pronounce it? Is it Bhutan or Bhutan? Bhutan wear.
Bhutan. Bhutan.
Tell us a bit about what kind of clothes. What kind of clothes are we talking about?
What does it mean being an ambassador? Firstly, for you, free apparel.
Look, man. The thing is, it all happened organically. You know, like I keep saying, it was never a, this guy's doing great, let's go work with him. You know, or vice versa. But we literally met. I like what they did. They like what I do musically. You know, and we tried to push and grow together. You know what I'm saying? So what it means for me is that whatever and however well or however bad the brand does, I'm directly involved in that case. You know what I mean? The collaboration of brands more than just, we give this guy clothes, you know, and we give this guy this and that. You know, we actually collaborate. Well, maybe not in the design, but in how we put them out there in the world. You know what I'm saying? So it's a collaboration of brands. I don't look at it as an endorsement or anything like that. You know, it's a collaboration of two brands. You know, and what kind of clothes do they make? They make street edgy African clothes, you know what I mean, with African shields sometimes, you know, with African maps sometimes. We just dropped a new one of the Sanamaren,
Is that with the hat, with the beanie?
Yeah, with the, like the same symbol. Yes, that's you know, and really, man, what Bhutan does is really try take the what we're talking about, the importance of being African and taking it to the kids, to the youth, you know what I mean? And making it, and dressing, making, allowing them to be able to dress in it without feeling like they overdress or they might look too not cool or anything like that, you know, because you know the youth is so important. Cool to them is so important.
I really must say, I love what they've done with the sweaters, like you said, with the Mountain Kingdom crew neck sweater, as they say, you know. And even the hats, we've taken what we would have said is American in terms of the bucket hat, what we used to call the sport in South Africa, and like totally owned it. And I'm loving it. I love the way that the hats, what they're doing with it. And I can't wait for you to rock that when you go, you know, out there internationally, and you're rocking your hip hop, and it's like it's hip hop, but we've owned it, we've taken it, and we've made it our own.
It has our identity now. I mean, that's the thing about it. That's the gist of it all. That's what Bhutan is doing. That's how Bhutan operates. You know what I'm saying? And also at the same time, via me and the music, that's also what we try and do. You know, it's about having identity in whatever fields we're in. You know, and not just being swallowed by the fields because you're being dictated to of how you need to be and what you need to be. You know what I'm saying? So wherever we go, whatever we do, there's always an imprint of us representing where we come from and what happens.
I must say, when it comes man, to jump in there, but when it comes to South African hip hop, how you guys have really taken hip hop and owned it.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, when hip hop started out in South Africa, were very critical of the movement in terms of it being American.
And I was one of those critics. I was one of those critics because guys were just, you know, it was almost like a Akshem to Kwaito, you know? But guys, I mean, and last year, from not having a category at the Music Awards, at the Summers, to owning the Summers in 2015. I mean, you know,
but I mean,
has been phenomenal, dude. You know, and it's all based on it's based on a collaboration again, maybe an unintentional one, because the same people that might have liked hip hop like 5-6 years ago, you know, were probably kids in high school, you know, and things like that, and just. And they didn't have the power to now influence a certain market with regards to having the money to buy things, to go to shows, you know, to show extreme support. You know what I mean? And now those people are the new professionals. You know
my thing is, my thing when it comes to hip hop is actually at the end of the day, it's just like jazz. I mean, when jazz started out, we South Africans said that jazz is very much an American musical format. And why are we following the Americans? And now it's become it's become normal for it to be South African. We got to own these spaces. We got to take it over.
I mean, I like how
I like how, I mean, the kids who were being criticized in the 90s, having moved into corporate spaces, are now influencing marketing budgets. You know, those kids who were told not to listen to hip-hop in the 90s are now the bosses in corporate. So they're the ones who are making it possible for the music to flourish. And that's a beautiful thing, right?
True, man. That's one of the aspects also. And also, I got to give it up to all the artists. You know what I mean? I think just being able to, just having the guts, or at least the bravery to just take it and make it our own and localize it and own it, you know, and really, make it relatable to young, upcoming South Africans who might be from the township or from Stanford. You know, just being able to bridge that gap has been just a phenomenal thing that artists have been able to do. So kudos to them also, you know.
Yeah. But kudos to this guy as well. I mean, Dumisho, who's this guy?
Questa.
Kudos to him. Yeah. What's his claim to fame?
What is this guy's claim to fame?
I want to know. So there's a track we're playing in the background, right?
Yeah.
We're going to play the full track.
Yeah. I just want to know what's this guy's claim to fame.
This guy, what papa feeling? That's the guy I wanted to have. Look, this guy, man, he's like a quiet, shy person, and really everything he says or thinks is always on a page, you know. And he's claiming to fame is his thing. One of the greatest lyricists out here.
No doubt, you know? No doubt.
Yeah,
tell me, you performed in, there's a concert that was not so long ago in Maboneng.
Yeah, Maboneng District,
and you started the track with Ai Suga.
Yeah.
What track is that, man? I've been looking for that track, man.
I can send it to you. It's myself and a guy called Blaze. You know?
Okay.
All right, Blaze, big up, Blaze.
Is it on iTunes? Let's buy it. Let's buy it because we're those guys.
Which
we want to buy it.
Is that? Yeah, I want to buy it right now.
There's Blaze or Quest called Suga. You know?
Suga.
And you should find it. Yeah, it's called Suga.
And it's on iTunes.
It's on iTunes. Yeah.
So, with your permission, we can close our show with it.
We're going to close our show with this song.
Please.
We're going to close our show with Do Like I Do featuring Flabba.
Hey, rest in peace. Yeah, Flabba is store.
All right, man. Thanks for talking to us, and all the best,
and
we wish you and the brand all the best, because honestly, it's a fantastic brand, and of course, they've got a fantastic brand ambassador in yourself, sir.
Yeah.
So go out there and blaze it up for all of us Africans.
Abashu.
Thank you, man, and to everyone that's listening, go out there, get
nice one.
Get Bhutan, get the music, get everything.
Sure.
I'm getting a jersey. Sure. I'm getting a jersey.
All right, guys.
All right.
So we're about to get out of here because we got to get out of here.
It's been lovely.
It's been a fantastic show. I really enjoyed myself today.
Yeah.
Monavis, are you driving out in your volante?
Yeah, volante, boss.
Volante.
E12.
Oh, that man of Viagra volante. Yeah, what Monavis? Yeah. Monavis, what in volante?
Yeah.
What in do?
Yeah, in fact, maybe I should go down to Daytona and see what they've got for me. Yeah?
If they got it ready yet. Well, you know. Yeah.
Get
thank
my
you
car
for joining
ready.
Us. And
Justin.
I hope, Percy, you know what? You must come back next week. Every week, you're going to be with us. This has been Black Life with me, Dumisho Mashaa, and of course,
Monwabisi Tete.
And
Percy Mapandu.
All the way from Kharankua.
Zone 2.
No, don't spoil our show now. Don't spoil the show, man.
We'll see you guys next week.
It's up.
Cliffcentral.com.